وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك my dear brother إرشاد أحمد بن أشرف بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, you're asking about a situation which you don't sleep in the night, so you make it so useful by praying, reciting Quran, doing dhikr, istighfar, dua, reading, reciting till the end. MashaAllah, my brother, I really encourage you, and I really feeling so amazed by this kind of motivation you have. May Allah protect it, and may Allah Jalla protect you and increase in all khair. Please, akhi, continue your good work. But what's the hukm of the person who couldn't sleep? He couldn't sleep because of many reasons, so he make his night useful in terms of learning, in terms of worship. So yeah, akhi, barakallahu fik, what's the hukm of that? He cannot sleep because this sometimes happens to some people, you know, especially those people who they live in the West and they come to the East when the time is changed, nearly from 7 to 10 hours to 12 hours, the time changing. So they cannot sleep, you understand, because their body already used to their timing, which is opposite, totally opposite in their country. For example, people come from US, they come to South Asia, is the time in between them nearly 12 hours or more. So difficult for them to sleep. They sleep in the day and they wake up in the night, subhanAllah. In this time, can we say sinner? And they cannot, and if they practice the ibadah in the night, can we say they make innovation? The answer, no, because it's not in their ability, and better for them to be awake, watching WhatsApp and their phones, or, you know, keeping imagining things. They do the ibadah, it's better because it's not in their ability. You understand? So I don't see you are saying I'll make an innovation by this way, but I would like to give you a way to give you to help you to fix this problem, because I face and I meet many brothers who they are in this situation. The solution is try to fight with yourself to be awake in the day also. Means for a few times, few days, 3 days, 4 days, try to continue. You understand? For example, when the sleeping come to you after Fajr or after Ishraq, after the sunrise, don't sleep. Continue day in khair. Yan San is going to be very heavy on you, but try it a few times. So believe me, the next time in the night come the Maghrib, you will be, subhanAllah, so tired. Just go and sleep. You understand? Do this few times until your body start to develop to the new timing. You will get used to it, inshallah. Take it from an experience. I saw it in front of my eyes, my brother. Okay? Same thing, ya akhi, barakallahu fika. You can't say it's like you are what you doing, that like when you have your laptop and you need to set it up from the beginning. And you need to reset, you know, you reset your laptop, you reset your computer, you know, do the same operation for yourself, and inshallah it will help you with this problem. Because the sunnah, if you want to follow the sunnah exactly of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to sleep in the night for a while. Barakallahu fika. You need to sleep in the night for a while, and you wake up for a while. You understand me or no? وَإِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسَ. Allah created the night for us to rest and to sleep and to worship Him also. So combine both, so you can follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam exactly in his praying and his resting time also. Barakallahu fika.